where the facts and opinions build the discourse. Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Indeed, you are on Rise FM in 60 Minutes now. I'm tracking my guest, Umamiri Padi. Hopefully, I do get hold of her, and I believe she joins us now on the line. That's Umamiri Padi, leader now of the MK Party. She joins us in conversation on our fixture, She Rise. Umamiri Padi, she's a mother, an entrepreneur. She entered the business that was male-dominated, which is the trucking industry back in the year 2006. When she started her entrepreneurial career, I mean, it was still on her early age, and you know, her life, she was just, you know, trying to make a living around those areas, trying to make money for herself by selling amarachel and chips, well, to some of her classmates. Look at where she is now, leading the MK Party. And I wonder if she does still remember her first sale. Umamiri, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
The listeners of Rise FM.
Are you well, Ma?
Yes, I'm fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I lost you a bit there, Kalin Mosakalukulum.
Yes, I'm saying good evening to yourself and good evening to the women in this August month and to the listeners of Rise FM.
And I was even asking my producer, Guti, usakhumbula nje i-customer lakho lokuqala walithengisela ama-chips namarashia?
You know, I was very young. My father was very strict. And therefore, I was just trying to make a living. And I don't recall, but I can tell you that who were the targeted customers, because they never go away.
I mean, with all your...
the mind... Sure. Yeah.
So with all your accolades in the freight industry, in the trucking industry, do you sometimes question the decision of being in politics? Or do you somewhat say, this is where I should be? I'm also playing another role here in politics.
Look, entering the political space where I've never been, and now I now understand why most of the people who are in business enter that space.
Sure.
It caught up with me. I never thought I'll do that. I've always been saying that if I can be in that space, I will mess up because I don't believe with their views.
Yeah.
And the decision of getting into that space from the business point of view is for us to understand exactly what is happening in how the government thinks for business.
Yeah.
How do you take back the economy to the hands of the people? So you speak from outside as if you are hitting a brick wall, but when you are inside, you then understand that the resistance has nothing to do with what we don't have as a country in South Africa. But the resistance has to do with a person who has taken a decision that because they are instructed not to do something, then they are sticking with that. And then it becomes a chain and it just goes. Now I understand why there's such a resistance. I can go out now and understand again, you know, the business world. So I think it's more of testing inside to see exactly what's happening in that environment.
I mean, you alluded to the fact that you are somewhat reluctant or afraid of getting in because you are afraid of messing up. How do you think you are doing now? You are a leader of an opposition party, in fact, official opposition party in the Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature. How do you think you are doing?
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm doing quite well. In life, when you come with that strong character, it tends to intimidate many people. And it's all about the true reflection of yourself.
Sure.
And therefore, I'm doing quite well because I've not changed to be who I am. I've not yet been on the route of trying to become another person in another world. But I've not changed to be the Mary that I know when I was running a business. The Mary that I know when I was running a business was the Mary that was a very strong woman, was the Mary that was very honest. It was the Mary that knew what she wants. And it was the Mary that has consistent in doing good things. And it was the Mary that was not believing in doing wrong things for Mary to get something new. So, you know, it's quite interesting that nothing has really changed. And I think I'm happy that I started in business for me to be able to be sitting in the position where I am now.
Are you still in business, Mom Mary?
I have outsourced that.
We do declare
in the legislature. I'm currently not trading.
Yeah.
But definitely, yes, my son is trading because I do have assets. And those assets, I've trained him to be able to be there.
Yeah.
And he's doing quite well where he is.
Yeah.
But currently myself, I'm not trading. But the instinct of or the belief in business in my home,
yeah,
is still there.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier now that, you know, sometimes getting in, you somewhat intimidate people. You know, one would think even obviously your resume does somewhat intimidate people. Do you think that even those within your caucus, some of the males and women that are within the caucus of the MK party in the legislature and just mainly in the party in general in the province, are intimidated sometimes?
Look, you can be able to gather that with the environment, and the message that I'm getting from people that will send me a message to say you think you are powerful, and 5 minutes later get a message of saying that don't be too powerful, and then a minute later get a message that is saying that you are too powerful, you know, you need to bend a bit. So those are the things that, you know, you can be able to tell that people tend to be challenged with honesty and get to be challenged with the things the way they need to be done in an administrative way. Maybe it's because I don't socialize and I concentrate on making sure that there's integrity in whatever that I do. And I'm an administrator, you know, and an administrator is very good in terms of, you know, making sure that there is paperwork. I don't deal with the hearsay. I want the paperwork, and the paperwork, my paperwork, and administration in the office is very effective because whatever that one needs, you'll get it. So therefore, I think that's where the misalignment will be in terms of intimidation, because if you're an administrator, you know exactly that a paper you will be able to answer tomorrow than talking things, and you don't deliver to those things. So I think that's where maybe the intimidation comes. And another thing is that I come from an environment where men who are drivers have never believed in a woman who's been leading them. I started not having a partner. I started not partnering with any white person. I started as a black woman. And being a black woman, I hired truck drivers. And truck drivers, when there were times where I have to shout at them, they would say to me that, you don't shout at me because you're a woman. So then I had to develop that thick skin of understanding that men never appreciate to be led by a woman. And it does not end there. It ended up when I started as a trucking woman, because when you are elected as a woman, truck owners used, or truck operators used, to think that you cannot be led by a woman. And they were asking me questions of saying, if you don't have a partner, how can you do it as a woman? So those are the things that I always think about them now, that the resistance of any man in any industry, in any organization, in any business will ever be in South Africa, that when a woman steps in, then there's this challenge of saying that men would want you to bend, to associate, to have fun, for you to be given a status of saying you are very good. But I believe that an administration will take a person very far.
Yeah, Ma'am Mary, I'm slightly running out of time, but there's 2 points you've raised. You say integrity, and I'd like you to be honest in my next question. And the other one is the administrator, the paperwork issue. One, what's going on with some of the members in the MK party? Some have complained to the police about you. What sort of integrity then is there? You know, just your integrity is being questioned there as a leader. I'd like you to address that. But number two, the issues of the paperwork. I mean, we are told that the legislature has somewhat paid monies, and you took a close, you know, people to yourselves, and you took them to Cape Town instead of the caucus members of the MK party. What's really going on there? You know, how's the paperwork?
Okay, let me answer the first question in terms of the police. What happened is that it was an environment where people were seated and they were talking. And I just made a statement that was a not wrong statement, where I was saying that ubaba loya umhlukumeze kakhulu. It's not a statement that is intimidating. It's not a threatening statement. It's a statement where it was fair, and I have a reference to that statement, because that statement is coming from the statement that was done by a male person who had said that, I don't want a woman to tell me what to do. I don't want a person who is this person. So I was referencing to that. And it was not coming out in a bad manner, but it was coming out in an interpretation of the organization of the transport on that specific day. So it was never what has been presented to the police to say that Mary wanted to kill somebody else. So it was not that. I was just responding to that. That's number one. So therefore, the issue of police will sort it out. It's still there. I'm still waiting for a way forward. But for now, there was no intimidation that I've done to anyone. It was just a statement coming from my side. And secondly, what you are asking me about the issue of the money that going to Cape Town, that information has been turned to be interpreted so wrong. It is just unfortunate that people take what they hear instead of the true reflection of the paper. The true reflection of the paper is that what happened is that there was a request that was coming from the executive to say, let's go and participate in a SONA. Now that our MK party is a new political party. And I made a request with a true evidence that I have sitting with it, where we have made a proposal to say, can we come and be part of the SONA so that our members can be able to have an environment and understand what is happening with the MK party. Indeed, we came with a solution. We came with the understanding that there's a relationship between the EFF and MK. Indeed, we came with a solution, because in their briefing, we then could understand that this is how we should approach things. And coming back, we had requested EFF a meeting to say, let's sit together and have this relationship going forward, because there is a joint relationship up there. So those are the things that one needed to understand. And also, we needed to understand how people portray themselves inside Parliament and what happens. So those are the things that some of our members did not even know about them. Mm-hmm. So legislature had nominated only two people to attend, which is myself and the chief whip. And the other members have got a right. There's nothing that is outside the list of the requirements. The only thing that is misleading, and that is a lie, is the amount of money that was used. And the other things that they are talking about, the money was not used for anything. It was only accommodation and the transportation. And in that transportation, it doesn't even get to the amount of money that they are talking about. It's just unfortunate when the people are sending a propaganda. It tends to be so good when people have to take facts in it. They don't want to appreciate the facts. They've been saying that the money of the caucus has been used, and that money was never been used. And they kept on saying it for a very long time, and people were convinced that the money was used. When they realized that the money is not used, then they changed the direction to say Cape Town. Come on, let's not try, because we don't find anything that is wrong, and then you try to say, you say words that are not necessary. Yeah. Let us avoid that propaganda. And men cannot stop women from leading anything that they want to lead. Even one does not sit in the position, you will be leading in your household. And that's what I stand for. Yeah.
Indeed, Ma Mary, you are an administrator, and I must give you that. You are thorough and you are sober in how you address issues. And I thank you so much for allowing us to pry in some of the affairs of the MKP. And thank you so much for making time. All the best in the work that you're doing in the legislature. We hope to connect with you soon.
You are welcome. You are most welcome. Thank you very much.
Gabon. Uma Mary Paddy, MKP leader in the province of Mpumalanga.